This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
The Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love waking up on a hump day. I know I'm going to see V. Hale today. Hang out with us for our secret show. I'll do a trivia battle. We got a big meeting today, huh? It's gonna be great. Also, we're gonna start teasing a little something. That's kind of a winter thing that happens.
Teasing. I thought we already started teasing it.
Today, we give you the official date that the actual teaser is gonna happen. I mean, we're getting one step closer to actually teasing something. It's like a pre-teaser.
Why don't we just say?
Yeah, I feel like you should. You're already teasing.
Go ahead. You gotta say it. I'm not saying it. I'm not gonna be the one.
There's not an embargo on it or anything.
Well, read me exactly what they wrote.
Oh.
We'll announce Winterland soon.
Yeah.
Boy.
Mm-hmm. On Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you tripping on?
Just, it came down as I was looking through all these emails last night. I'm like, okay. Because it's big. It's really big this year.
Huge.
Like, bigger than it's ever been. The biggest one.
Yeah. No, I'm into
all
it.
All time.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And close.
Monday.
It's a
well,
someone.
It's not on Monday. We're going to give it.
Announce on Monday.
You. It's close to me.
8 a.m.
Not you either. It's close to me.
I know it's so far.
I know it's really far. No, it's not. It's close. Wow.
It's close to most people.
Yeah.
Just not you in Mill Valley.
Actually, that's right. Closer than me than it is to you. That's true.
Oh, yeah. It's, yes. Yep. It would almost be, it's almost as far from my house to this as it is from Vinny's house to the station. It's nearly that far.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning, San Jose. How are you today?
Good morning, San Jose.
You said what?
I don't know.
I said good morning, San Jose. I love it there.
Good morning, Bay Area.
You know I live there.
All the places that we enjoy visiting. All the beautiful towns to live in and this, and we're so lucky to live here.
Mm. Oh, I agree.
All of us. All of us. Everybody listening right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
It's a good place.
Sure is.
Yep.
Yep. Winterland. Get
Coming
ready.
Monday, we give you all the info.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. What time?
8 a.m.
Okay.
Announce.
Big announcement. So all the bands, what the date is, where it's going to be.
Right.
Thought we just...
Don't.
We didn't?
I'm not sure we should.
Well,
I mean, we I,
we said what we said, right?
We said what we said.
Well,
Let's
I said good
on.
Morning, San Jose. That's all I
That's
said.
That's all you said. Sure. That wasn't right.
Get on with the nonsense. How was your day yesterday?
I go home and do my other jobs. You know, it's funny. Everybody has, like, you got your job, and then you got your other jobs. Like, you got, you know, your dad. That's a job. You're a cook. You know, you make dinner, whatever. Everybody's got those other jobs. So you go home and you... And you do them. What jobs did you do yesterday?
What are you getting at? What is happening?
Nothing. I have like three jobs.
Okay. Well, what are they? What does you tell us? What you're talking about?
Well, is Pokemon one of them?
You don't have to. We don't have to guess at your day. It's Winterland. Yes. Hint. Tell us what happened in your day, or are we playing a game?
No. No game. I'm just. It's funny because I this job is not manual labor.
No.
This job is really fun. Mentally, it can be draining. You know, you're here and you're fully on and paying attention to everything. And then later in the day, it's harder. So I had a quite a long meeting with my son yesterday, who works for me now, because he is designing this game that I've thought up.
Nice.
That we're doing an app for. And we are starting to, I mean, it's rolling. Like, we're storyboarding out how each screen in the app is going to look. And we're, I mean, it's really exciting.
Wow.
I know, but it's so time consuming. And there's so many little ticky-tack things, you know, like down to what will the hints thing look like? And let's look for that. And let's, it's, I'm super, I don't know, it's going to take like a year before we can even beta test it, but
that's crazy.
I know. I'm really excited.
You're gonna be rich.
No, I don't think so. I said to him yesterday, I go, okay, so this is all great. How are we gonna make any money off of this? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, could people buy hints? Like, we're trying to figure out all these ways. And John goes, well, how does anybody make money doing a game? I'm like, I don't know. I don't pay for any of the word games that I play. Actually, that's not true. I do pay for the New York Times, but I have subscribed to all of their stuff.
Like, you can sell it for a dollar on the App Store or something.
Right. Or, I mean, what about these ads I have to play in a bunch of games?
Oh, right.
Because you can pay to not see the ads. Whatever. Yes. Who cares? It's like...
Sounds like you have a lot of work to do.
Well, you know, the thing that's crazy about it is, again, it's not manual labor. But I had to fully... Oh my God, we thought we were getting our booster shots and flu, because I'm going to travel next week. I'm going to Jackson, Mississippi. Mm. COVID Fest 2022.
No, they don't have any water that's safe, right?
Yeah, you keep telling me that. I will get bottled water, Vinny. I'll make sure that I
wouldn't
stay
even
hydrated.
Bathe. I wouldn't even bathe there.
I'm going to just.
Don't bathe.
I won't. I won't do it. What do I care if I'm clean at a wedding?
Okay.
Who cares? So anyway. So I'm like, talking, we said we should get a flu shot and a booster shot, our third booster shot. So that seems like the prudent thing to do. So John's like, okay, I made us appointments. Yeah. Middle of the day yesterday. We walked down to the Safeway.
You got both at once?
That was what we were going to do.
Oh, you didn't do it.
Well, we get there at like, I don't know, 5 minutes to two. And the pharmacy is closed. I guess they take, maybe it's like from 1 to 2 or 12 to, I don't know. I got there toward
Walgreens
the end.
Walgreens
so
does
gonna,
that too. They
yeah,
definitely
shut
it down.
They roll down the metal thing over it, and it's no access. And there's like 20 people in line. So we're just 20 back before we're even going to get to say
pharmacies
we're here for our...
unbelievable, dude.
It's not cool. I mean, haven't they ever heard of shift lunches like most people do? Maybe
I don't know
they
what
just
they
can't
experience.
Do it.
Yeah. I don't know what they deal with. I know that that's absolutely... so many times I have sat in the longest Walgreens, but like you can drive up. So sit in your car in a 40-minute line and you get up to the front and the guy goes, I'm sorry, it's not ready. Come back in 20 minutes. And you're like, but I... Listen, I just sat in a 40-minute line. Now you're going to make me what? Get back in the 40-minute line? Yeah. That means I'll wait 40 more. It's not ready. What do you want me to do?
Hurry and get it ready.
Yeah, what I want
How
you to
do. How
about
if you go get it? Go
hand
make it ready.
That paper sack full of what I need
right.
into my car so I can pull away. Yeah,
it is aggravating.
It's heavy.
So we're in the line, and a friend of John's, like a softball guy or somebody he knows.
Hey, Frank!
Yeah, like that. I don't know this guy. And he and John start talking. He's like, yeah, I'm here for my shingles shot or whatever. Mm. I got to, you know, my shot's at 2 o'clock. And John goes, oh, that's weird. Our shot's at 2 o'clock. Like, and they only let two people in that room at the same time. Like, you know, it's a whole COVID thing. So John's sort of thinking, no, no, I don't care. I just go where I'm told. I don't, whatever. I've got other important things to worry about than what, you know, whether or not he's made the appointment the right time. So he starts looking. He's like looking for his confirmation on his appointment. He says, oh, it's weird that they would have all three of us in the room at the same time. That's so he booked him for like late October. So he's like, he's looking. He goes, he grabs me.
I
and
got
kind of pulls
the date
me out
wrong.
He gets, yeah. He booked him Monday, but he booked him for like three Tuesdays from now or something. He's like, okay, I've totally screwed up. So instead, we walked over to the Juice Girl. We got an acai bowl. I was like, you know what? I want dinner. It's 2 p.m., John. Mom is hungry.
Acai for dinner, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, they're filling. If you get it with
really
peanut butter and
granola. Yeah.
It's not diet food, but.
No, it's not. But it's delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
man. There's some, I don't know. I doubted you for so long on that.
I don't know why.
Because what, I've
never
peanut butter
you wrong.
On ice
why
cream.
Why do you what?
Peanut butter on ice cream?
Well, it's not really ice cream. It's frozen fruit.
It's kind of like
blended
ice cream.
Frozen like blended, fruit.
Yeah. It is so there's and it's not even peanut butter. It's almond butter.
Well, whatever you choose, yeah. Peanut butter is the choice.
No, it's almond butter.
But whatever,
they're both good.
And they put honey on top of it.
You know what my kids eat? They eat sunflower. It's called sun butter. Sunflower seed butter.
And
they love it.
Is it good?
Well,
it's just oily. Huh?
I won't eat it. But they can eat it at school.
Right.
So it skips that whole peanut allergy thing, and they can have sun butter and jelly sandwiches at school. Well, my youngest can.
Oh, you know what? I kind of didn't pick up on that, like a peanut butter, sunflower butter. Like
you can't bring peanut butter to school.
Butter.
They will treat you like,
oh, yeah, no,
you're trying to kill people.
Yeah, like you're a terrorist.
If you are allergic to peanut butter, peanuts, you might not be allergic to all the other nuts. Like peanuts is really specific.
Sun butter is not on the list of do not bring to school. So this right now is the hack. If that, you know, that becomes a problem. Look, this isn't us trying to get people sick in a sneaky way. This is us going, all right, you got to feed your kids. Mm-hmm. And they've banned one of the substances that most kids grow up on.
Right. It's
so
true.
So sun butter.
Sun butter it is.
I just think every time
Have you tasted it?
No. I go to the store. I like peanut butter. Why would I?
I don't know. What if you like that too?
But I've told you this. There's enough foods. I've got enough options. I don't need to add
you're
more.
You're not. You don't even want to know.
I'm not like,
what
oh.
if it's so delicious?
Yeah. Try it. Why not?
Why don't you try it?
I would try it if it was around.
Right now.
I don't
Give
have any around.
I don't have any sure. with me, but I'm just saying that's what they eat at school, so they're not hurting anybody.
It's kind of like oat milk. I didn't care for oat milk. Then I tried it, and I was like, oh, this is delicious. That's all I drink now.
Mm. Oat milk?
Uh-huh. Oat milk. Love it.
I've tried it, too. It's okay. It's fine. I just take them all.
I use milk, but I actually only use it for two things.
Cereal.
And dunking cookies into when I allow
can
myself
a darn
cookie.
Can you dunk cookies in oat milk?
I never tried, but I'm sure you could.
Same consistency?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It's a little thicker than regular milk. Uh-huh. It's like, you know.
Gritty. Chewy.
Not, what do you mean? The oat milk?
Yeah.
No, it's not chewy at all. It's milk. It's like just.
It's not yogurt.
Yeah, it's
milk.
Well, let's hope it isn't.
Liquid.
You've tried oat milk, right?
Sure. I put it in coffee once.
Oh, okay.
I was like, that is not.
Oh, she does
not
like.
That is not going to kill me. Well, everybody in my family has their own milk. Like, we got a coconut milk. We got a soy milk. We got.
Soy milk's good too.
You don't have anybody milk. In that house anymore. What are you talking about?
Listen, it turns out it seems like I do because there's all the 12 different kinds of milk in my fridge. The oat milk, John will only drink Oatly.
Oh.
I don't even know. He has an actual preference between oat milk.
Well,
Oatly.
You know.
Oatly.
But he's like, then he whines about how expensive it is. I'm like, oh, you know what you could drink is just the effing milk I've already got in there.
There are people who say, just put water in your cereal.
Yeah.
Why would you
just wet it down.
Ugh.
What baby cows are supposed to drink.
Because it's so good.
Oh, I know. Believe me,
I could dunk my Oreos in water, too.
For what I grew, it's just what I grew up with.
Yep.
So that's all. Yeah. It's just what I know.
That's true. I guess if you had a dairy intolerance that, you know, you could, there's nice to know that there's options.
There's enough change happening around me at all times. Mm-hmm. Believe me, watch something where you think it's an institution and it just goes poof. Goodbye, Sears. Like, what?
Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sears.
I grew up looking at that dumb wish book. I grew up going to Sears. Now you just go, Sears is over.
Yeah. My dad worked at Sears when I was a kid. Then I worked at Sears. Oh my God, Sears.
So, you know, and that's.
I'm actually kind of sad about
Sears.
Well,
yeah.
And what's really sad is they were in huge department store spaces. So there are, and they were at like every mall.
Now it's just the Halloween store.
Right.
Oh,
and it's only the front
is.
Section of it, too, because there's no way that they can fill. Those things were like 75,000 square foot spaces.
Huge, yeah.
Wow. You'd go there. You'd be like, I need a washing machine. Let's go to Sears. I need a ride-on lawnmower. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sears.
Mm-hmm.
I need some new outfits for the fall. Let's go to Sears. Well. Everything. They had a candy counter, for God's sake.
They did?
The weird thing about that is when you see a company that's just. Like, they were at the top of the game, and And as changes in the world are happening, they just sat there.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there.
No.
Blockbuster.
Well, yeah. What are you doing?
Kodak.
God.
I know these huge companies that are just, you thought you couldn't live without them. Mm-hmm. And it turns out you go, let me search for that online.
Well,
cut out the middleman.
I mean, for all the trouble I think computers have brought to modern society, damn, if you can't get the answer to any question in the whole wide world at any time just by tapping into your phone or your computer.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Uh-huh. It's my first move.
Let me check
that. Oh, let me look at that.
Yep.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find a picture of that. Okay, let me see if I can. I have a question about. See? So easy.
So there's, you know, there's some upside.
Some craftsmen sold to Stanley Black & Decker.
Oh.
Yeah. They're owned by them.
So does that mean that they sell those at.
Did someone tell me
Home
they're
Depot?
At Ace Hardware?
Oh.
No, Home Depot. Made Husky tools to come
that's
back.
All that they
that's what
sell?
They've got. Well, they have other
that's
like
their brand Husky, yeah.
Husky.
Just like for tools, like wrenches and things. Yeah, that's all they sell. They have other stuff like Makita and other things.
Oh yeah, Makita. That's
you know,
a big one.
But
they stole Husky from Sears. Once Sears was gone, they're like, we're taking Husky. Remember the Husky pants? They had the.
Oh, that's sizing.
Yeah, Husky.
Yeah, that was.
And they had the. They also had.
Tough Skins was
tough
their
skins,
brand.
Tough Skins.
Husky
yeah.
was the size.
Husky.
I, you know, yeah. at that point in my life, I was.
Husky sounds manly.
I was pinky sized. I never had to look at Husky.
You were in mini.
I was in. Let's take this kid down to the other department.
Can these be taken in?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my brother was the string bean too.
Yeah.
It's funny how you go from it's a lot of people who are string beans growing up. You watch them eat, and you're just like, you're gonna hit a wall. You can't have 2-foot-long subs every day at lunch and turn 30.
Yeah, I know. I know.
At the same time, that guy was so skinny. Oh my God.
I've been tripping on how much my kids eat.
Oh yeah.
And even worried because my daughter, my oldest has some kind of IBD.
Right.
It's some kind of.
So she has nutritional challenges.
She has an autoimmune thing happening in her. So that's like a concern at all times.
Of course,
everything that goes in that kid's mouth. But she eats so much. I've been like, uh-oh, are we backsliding into some bad health?
Oh.
Because she's eating so much. You'd think.
So much what?
Like, by comparison to what I eat, she'll finish dinner, I'll finish dinner, and then like she's kind of like looking around already.
Mm.
Almost immediately.
Well, she's a string bean.
She, and it's kids.
Yeah.
You know, I've asked around, and every person I talk to goes, no, kids never stop eating.
Ever. And wait until they're teenagers. I don't know if it'll be the same with girls, but I swear to God, it was almost like you couldn't keep enough food in the house for 2 teenage boys. It just is impossible.
Right.
They're horking at all times. And then you'd go in, you know, once a week to get their laundry, and you'd be like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, there's empty potato chip bags and their monster drink. I'm like, oh my God.
A monster drink.
Whatever they, you know, they'd go get whatever at Safeway. Like, what I had in the house that they'd already eaten all of was not enough.
Yeah. So we're living that. And it's right now, girls are the same. And that's what I was, I don't know. So
right.
I've definitely been worried, but I've done my own, you know, I've conducted my own studies.
Data, I gotta gather the data.
And everybody's like, yeah, kids never stop eating.
Yeah.
Is it normal to feed your kid and then they want more food after? Different food. They don't want a second or third helping of what you've made.
Right,
they just want something else.
Right. Not long after.
And everyone's, you know.
Yes.
Confirms.
Feed me, Seymour.
That is kids.
Yeah.
The junk stuff is what she wants all the time from me. She won't eat the normal like rice and
some yummy
vegetables or meat. She wants the chips or another yogurt or ice cream. Always ice cream. I'm really full right now, but I can have that whole ice cream though.
Yeah.
Ah, kids. Right?
They grow up and move out, I promise.
I hope y'all have 5 of them.
Can't believe it.
Good luck, Ayo.
My kid came over yesterday, by the way, to have a meeting with me. And then he left.
You didn't tour him around the space that you've been working on for him?
He looks at that. You know.
And then goes away from it?
And then he leaves.
I want to move in there myself.
I know.
It's going to be really cute.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's ready.
No.
It's ready.
Well, it's painted.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a hole inside.
Let me get in there.
Okay. You know what? Fine.
Come on over.
John will love it. I had a guitar lesson yesterday, and I love playing guitar.
Yeah.
I don't want to go do it in public, but I love playing.
It's much more fun to just do it. You know, you and John would have fun.
We would.
And John stands out in the back lawn swinging the golf club for like an hour a day.
It'd be great.
And then sometimes he goes out and he's like, hey, you want to play frisbee or anything? Nah, I don't want to. You guys can go play frisbee.
Oh, you wouldn't like me around though, because I'll be all, don't agree to that project. We've got stuff to do, Holmes.
Yeah.
You work on my guitar lesson, I'll work on your surf lessons. We've got stuff.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Won't surf.
What do you mean he won't surf?
He wouldn't surf with me in Hawaii.
Yeah, because that was gnarly.
What do you mean gnarly? It was beautiful. It was Hawaii the whole time.
Yeah, he didn't want to.
Yeah.
He's taken surf lessons, but he's not.
Oh, okay. I think he was worried about his back or something like that. I'm like,
listen, guy's pushing 60 years old. He's got a crick in his neck. His hip is messed up and he's got a bad back. Like that guy's ruined himself doing all my construction projects. I don't know what he's thinking.
Light him up.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Wednesday.
You broke your husband. Good job.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.